WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Did I set a record for how badly a take of mine is already reversed?
It happened pretty quick. It's already done.
On WGR.
I don't know what's happening.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm scared.
Me too. Fighting off a cough right now. Water went down the wrong pipe right before we went on the air. We're in trouble.
Oh, we're in trouble, all right.
Oh, I know, for multiple reasons.
I might tell Mr. Behind the Board over there to cool it with the potential of trombone champs here.
We don't want to oversaturate the airwaves as we go over something that
there's some bad to this, but we do have the picks from this.
Did we date them?
It was right before the season started.
The week before.
So, with that said, the beautiful NFL music needs to come in here as we recap.
Clicking your pen.
Because I have to write things. It's time to see how badly we did. Let's start with the AFC East, where we've done mostly the best. There was one thing that we got wrong.
The Jets being in second place?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do... Actually, hang on. As of right now, where it stands today, we aced it. Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots.
Yeah, let's go!
We are, for a division, 1-1.
Let's go.
Because you and I had the same exact picks for almost the entire AFC.
Mm-hmm. Years past, it's kind of hard not to.
It's hard not to. What was hard, though, was finding out what we did with the AFC North.
What did we do?
We goofed a little bit here. What we did get right, Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns sitting in last place. We knew Deshaun Watson was terrible. He was indeed terrible. We got that right. The Baltimore Ravens in second. We also nailed that. As Pittsburgh currently has the one seed in that division. Or the top seed in that division, and the 3 seed overall. What we didn't see coming was the Pittsburgh Steelers doing the bullying. We had them both at third place in the North.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals, obviously, we picked to win the division. They are fighting for their playoff lives at this point.
Yeah, no one expected their season to go as bad as it has.
I didn't expect their defense to be able to fail at stopping, like, I don't know. Like, everyone says... You can't stop a cold. Like, that's kind of hard to stop, man.
Stop a runny nose.
That's hard to stop sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, their defense just can't do it.
What are you going to do? Take a napkin and just shove it up your face?
Yeah, their defense just isn't physical enough.
We get cameras, I'm going to look like such an ass.
Yeah. I think we both will. It's okay. This one, it's like a little robot.
You guys sound like asses. The AFC South, we got... One thing a half game wrong at the moment. The Titans and the Jaguars.
Okay.
That's it.
It's not bad.
Texans leading, Colts in second.
Mm-hmm.
Jags are 2-9. The Titans are 2-8. So all we have there is just a little bit of a
neck and flip. Who knows?
And we have a blip and blip here. But we aced the AFC East. That's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the Jets were going to be terrible, and they were indeed terrible.
That was when the calls were the complete opposite.
That's when the national media was like, oh, it's the Jets' year. And it's like, no, it never is. You're all wrong and liars. You have nailed the AFC West.
Oh.
I did not.
I had what? Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos.
Raiders, yep.
Raiders, yeah.
And that is exactly how it is right now. Denver, 6-5, fighting for their wild card lives.
Mm-hmm. Could be the Bills matchup if they
stay right
now. Could
be the Bills matchup, but if things go the way that I predicted them to, it could be the Chargers going toward Buffalo.
A home game to start.
That is what I picked. I picked the Broncos to get the 2 seed, and they do have some promise to them as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be fun to watch the rest of the year. All right, time to see what we did wrong, because the NFC is really where our deviation comes in. This is where we got some things wrong. What did we not get wrong? The Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are in first place in the NFC East.
Yes, they still are.
The Cowboys goofed us.
Yeah, bad.
They only fall to third place.
Where do we have them?
We had it mixed between them and the Commanders. Okay. Commanders, of course, with the step up from Jaden Daniels and the boost he's given them. And we had the Cowboys in second instead of the Commanders. The Giants are still in last. We got that right. Though I kind of wanted to be wrong and see the Cowboys in last place.
Same. I think Dallas being in last would be the funniest thing ever.
It would be. And they're only one game off from doing that.
Yeah. So
Giants, though, you got to beat Dallas. You're 0-4 in the division.
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
Have they played him twice already? I need to see.
I don't know.
That would be disappointing. Oh, no. They play him in a couple weeks. Thanksgiving. Duh.
Yeah.
Come on, Derek.
Yeah. I was going to say they have not played them.
So it's the Cowboys and Commanders that we needed to flip. We had the same thing for the NFC East. This is where things get fun. Actually, let's do the NFC South first, actually, because there's not as much going wrong there. Shame on me, though. This is the first real bad pick. I had the Atlanta Falcons last in the division. They are in first.
Where did I put them?
You had them in second.
Okay.
We both picked the Buccaneers to win it. They are currently in second. They are...
That still could flip.
They're a game and a half back.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, they're two games back.
Tampa has been playing very well, though, and without a lot of their core players. So,
yes, they lost Chris Godwin. They actually
Mike
have
Evans
the better,
is coming back.
They also have the better point differential, but they are currently on a four-game slide.
Yeah.
So they're in some danger here. The Saints being in third, you actually picked that one correctly, the Panthers being in fourth. I thought that because Atlanta would collapse, I'd move all these teams up.
Up
no,
one.
You silly goose. Derek, no, you got the entire South wrong. Panthers, down. Saints, down. Bucks, down. Atlanta, all the way up. So I got all four spots wrong. You got only one spot, or two spots wrong, with the Bucks and the Falcons.
That's not bad.
So, that's not bad.
No. This is... I have a feeling we're getting to where things really go...
This is where things go off the rails for you.
Mm-hmm. The AFC North, or NFC North?
We'll do that one last.
Okay.
The NFC West. I cannot believe I called something. And even then, I was not entirely accurate with it. Technically. I'm using the West here because there's like... The thing is that three of them are 5-5. And their changing in the standings can happen within a snap. And the Arizona Cardinals, a team that we both picked to be last, is in first.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I thought Call of Duty Black Ops 6 was coming out. I thought Kyler Murray definitely wouldn't.
Arizona's also the best of the group right now. They're on a four-game win streak.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Jr. is looking really good for them.
Them and the 49ers have a good point differential right now. The Rams and Seahawks are negative in the point differential, but they're still competing. Everyone else, like, everyone's a game back of Arizona. Anything could happen with the NFC West at this point. But I had predicted something particularly cursed, and I don't like that I was right about it. I thought I had jinxing powers. What the hell happened?
Yeah, seriously. We need to... That needs to be studied.
That's evil. That I called that the 49ers would go through a season of injury, and then Christian McCaffrey doesn't play for this team for more than half the year. Like, I don't know if I should be ashamed of myself or go see a voodoo artist because... I'm terrified of what I just did to the 49ers.
You called it. Unfortunately, you called it.
Unfortunately, I called that.
Literally, word for word, it was, you know, the 49ers, every few years, they have an injury spell, and I think that might be this season, so I'm not putting them at the top. And then look at what happened.
Yeah. I'm kind of, like, I don't know what to, like, I'm scared of myself now. All right, Joe, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The NFC North, I almost had this, actually, even I screwed this up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing, only one thing that I got right. From current standing right now. That's the Detroit Lions in first place. Yay. However, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings, I've got all of them all sorts of mixed up here.
Yeah.
The Packers are actually in third. The Bears are in fourth. And the Vikings are all the way up here at second. Good for the Vikings. We both predicted them to be last in the division. And Sam Darnold said, not today.
Yeah, I guess not.
Not this year. I don't think so.
Where else? I know I had the Bears winning it.
Yes. You
that,
did.
That
like,
is...
But like me, you got one thing right. The Packers are third.
Yes. Because I thought the Lions, with a real first place schedule, were going to be dealing with some repercussions. But they've just fought through it.
They've been a top team.
Yeah.
Top teams win tough schedules.
Exactly.
Look at the Bills.
Yeah.
Top teams get the wins no matter what.
Right. So I underestimated the Lions, and that's and the Vikings, of course. I don't know who didn't underestimate the Vikings, though, going into the season is the question. Yeah.
The jackknifing of the NFC South, I think, for me, is far worse than what you did with the North.
What happened?
Like, again, every team is out of place there.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas even with your prediction that the Bears would win it, you still got something right. See, I got everything wrong in the South.
I took a shot. I thought the Bears with Caleb Williams in a fourth-place schedule would have something going for them, but they don't. So we're wrong on that.
Yes.
Still found a way to beat the Packers. Or, no, the Packers still found a way to beat them in a last minute.
But yes, there it is. The Bears at 4-6 are definitely not winning the NFC North. But Derek, to pass Derek, the 6-5 Atlanta Falcons are not in last place of the NFC South.
No.
If only because they have a winning record that's good enough in the NFC South. We knew our own division, though.
We did. Like the back of our hand right there. Did I get another one fully right?
You got the AFC, you got the West. AFC West and the East.
Mm-hmm. The two more popular the divisions in the AFC that we paid more.
Most predictable, honestly.
Yeah.
But yes, we knew that the frauds were frauds, and I mean, we were one extra loss to the Patriots from the Jets from actually getting something wrong there too.
I know. Yeah.
So, there we go.
We'll have to look at this at the end of the season.
I'm going to fold this guy back up nice and neatly.
And it won't get unfolded until the NFL season is concluded. Regular season?
Regular season.
And are we doing a playoff pick then?
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely curse the playoff teams too at some point. But yes, that's the picks so far where they sit. It's fun to look at that. Like, I stumbled upon it in my bag. I'm like, oh, this is actually a great idea for at least one segment.
It's the bye week.
It's a bye week. It's a perfect time to do this, revisit what we did wrong, and keep going from there. But that's how it goes.
Yeah. Unfortunately for a few of those divisions.
Unfortunately. But that is what it is.
Yeah.
The number to call. Bills on the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything going on that like, you know, you could just decompress from football this weekend? I mean,
are you just watching football without stress?
Are you watching football without stress? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you doing it? Like, what's going on with you without the Bills? That's always a fun question. We
this
had a couple good answers.
Rather empty tomorrow.
Surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, it's gonna be great that I don't have to be here at like 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a relaxing,
liberating.
Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm complaining about my job. But I'm also lucky to have this. Let's be real.
We all are.
And
we're lucky to be in a good era of Bills football too. Because believe
me, there
is. I got
some bad. Don't you tell me not.
Oh, I know you did. I'm just saying. Maybe I should say I'm lucky to have graced this.
You
at the
two
right
over
time.
Here. You guys have had nothing but success with the Buffalo Bills. I did not come in here with that same luck.
No, I was 14 when they made the playoffs for the first time.
Oh my god.
In an 18-year playoff shot, so they were never good.
I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Or 19, one of the two. I
hate both of you.
What? I suffered through it. I just wasn't on the radio to suffer through it.
Yeah, that, he's absolutely
Evan,
right on that.
Evan just pulled the Shorzy for what?
Listen. As much as the Bills were bad, it was tough.
Heck you, Shorzy, for what?
It was tough to follow them. It wasn't until I started playing Madden that I really started like getting into football.
Yeah.
And like that was tough for me because I didn't have a good team to root for.
Yeah, that's true. I did have a Bills team that in their...
At least was exciting at some point.
In their playoffs. I didn't get to see the playoff success, really,
but
growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to see something of playoff games.
Yeah.
But they were, the playoff games I had seen before the drought was broken was Jim Kelly getting hurt against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of his career.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And the forward pass. Not the greatest playoff resume before the drought was broken.
No.
Like two of the most haunting playoff losses you could deal with. As a fan base.
It's terrible.
And then, oh, you're going to go 17 years without even seeing another one. And you're going to long for the days of having that haunting playoff loss. Because guess what? You break the drought, and we're going to give you 3 whole points. There's going to be less points in that football game than years that you had to wait for the drought to end. Which is wild, by the way.
Extremely wild. It's
like, that's insane.
Yeah. I'm glad I grew up and I was young when it first started. Because I really only paid attention.
Well, that's also dangerous. Not dangerous, but like, it's also its own pitfall of sorts, because we see it with the Sabres. Like, there's an entire fan base that you can't even really access. There's an entire generation that doesn't know the Sabres as an actual hockey team.
I mean, I was 4 years old. I wasn't watching hockey games.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, my entire life, they've just been the Sabres who can't make the playoffs.
Yeah. That's how it is. I don't know where, like, that's the thing, is that there's some untapped potential within a fan base and within a generation, because all they know is the Sabres are bad.
Right. They're the laughingstock of the NHL, right? Like,
yes.
That's what everyone thinks.
That's effectively what it is.
Mm-hmm. They're tied with the Jets for the second, for the longest playoff drought. You got to beat that before the Jets.
Thank God the Jets are terrible.
Yeah.
If only just because we get to laugh at the Jets. But also, man. It's good, though. Like, the Sabres are still only going to be second on that list of active playoff droughts right now. All throughout the season, we could still at least see that, and that's a kind of a, it's kind of a win. But if things continue trending the way they are, maybe I can have both things. The Jets continue it, obviously, and the Sabres get out of there. That'd be great.
That'd be nice.
That'd be very nice, actually.
The Sabres break it before the Jets. I'm really...
Well, statistically, they should. A league that gets half the teams in, it should be easier. And now we're kind of seeing a little bit of that right now with, like, the entirety of the Atlantic kind of being a disaster class. Third place is Tampa with 22 points. They do have games in hand, yada, 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 but we're only a quarter of the way into the season. We're a quarter of the way into the season, by the way, for the Sabres.
Oh, no. I just stumbled across something that's not good.
Well, hold on to that, yeah. And we're going to bring that not good thing to the next segment of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. I'm going to brace for whatever the hell Joe has
in
the chamber.
I'm not going to say anything. It might not be 100% sports related, but it's Buffalo related, so we'll be okay.
I'm concerned. Okay. This is WGR.
Snap to Cole on 2nd and 10 in the pocket. Throws across the middle. Intercepted. Dolak has done it again. Returning at the 45. Oh. Hurling at the 50. At the 40. Crossing the field. From left to right at the 35. Oh. At the 30. 20. 15. 10. 5. Bullseye. Oh, my God. The most amazing play you will ever see from a guy who has 5 of them every game. Sean Dolak. Unbelievable.
Paul Peck on the call there.
Yes.
Sean Dolak.
UB Bulls football.
Just
bowl
doing
eligible.
His thing. Bowl eligible UB. Welcome back. It's good to see them thriving again.
Mm-hmm. Dolak's phenomenal as well.
Yes. And so I'll give a little shout out here as well to some of the guys that they do a great job covering UB like nobody else's business, the train wreck guys.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to give them a shout out at any chance that I can, because those guys, they love what they do. They have fun with it. So big ups to Maniac and the team there. They do a great job. And if you need anything UB, trust me, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
They're always there. So that said, you...
Stumbled across something?
You stumbled across something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I had to brace for it.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, I had to at least know, like, wait, is it so terrible that we shouldn't air this? Like, what are you talking about here?
Yes.
And now I wish you didn't tell me this, like, at all.
It's a little unfortunate. Buffalo Weather on Twitter. Historically accurate, by the way. European model.
Okay, so it's the European model for weather.
Yes. Goes insane with lake effect weather next week across Buffalo into ski country. Historically, the Euro model is the most accurate weather model, but it's good to use a conglomerate when forecasting. He says, really big lake effect signal on all models today, and it makes sense with the cold air coming over the warm lake waters. Where the band's set up is anyone's guess at this point, but it could have implications on next week's Bills game. Looking at this map right now, around Orchard Park, 25.4, up on Grand Island, 15.7. I mean, along Lake Erie, 50.4. I assume that's relative inches of snow that would be, you know. So, and Aaron Quinn, who we've had on the show.
Yes.
He says,
friend of the program.
He says, what days? And Buffalo weather goes next weekend into the following week. So this is post-Thanksgiving and heading into Bills game day, it looks like. That's what we're going to be dealing with.
So if it has implications, guess what? And I hate to say this, everyone. Bad weather typically balances out for the worst of the two teams on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the team that might not have Nick Bosa or Brock Purdy.
Right.
Who are both out for this weekend.
Who is playing quarterback for them?
Brandon Allen.
No. Oh. Whoa. Daniel Jones?
That might not be a bad idea for them.
It might not. He's getting paid still, even if they don't pay him.
But Purdy went from like getting imaging on his shoulder to out for this weekend against Green Bay. That's a drastic turn for the worse. Dare I say, Aaron Rodgers.
No, jeez. Jeez.
Complete the cycle as he was expected to possibly be the first overall pick and Alex Smith goes to San Fran.
Oh, update on Rodgers. Just came across the board.
Oh.
26 seconds ago from Bleacher Report via Diana Rossini.
Oh, so this again?
Yeah, it appears increasingly likely the Jets will place.
Yeah, that's something that I said during hour one with Booty Cheek.
Oh, I thought it said the Jets won't play. Sorry, I was misreading.
They would,
And this was 32 seconds ago.
They will likely do so.
So Bleacher Report's a little behind on that one.
Yeah, that's it. That's what aggregates do.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report really does pretty much that now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the thing that they do that's positive is they give my boy Joe Yurden a place to write stuff, though, in addition to Noted Hockey. So shout out Joe Yurden.
We're just another friend of the program.
Just getting shout outs to the friends of the program today.
Oh man, the lake effect snow is just, I wasn't ready to see that, and I refreshed my Twitter or X just before responding to what you were saying, and that happened. I said, oh no.
Yeah.
That was
the
all
immediate
I could
sense
say.
Of dread happened to you.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the times where I wish like my fantasy brain converted into real life, mm-hmm. and we had like a sub-zero to just freeze the dang lake.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we have no massive lake effect bands.
This summer it was just beaten on it with sun. All.
Also, it's still been warm in November.
Yeah, we've had 50-something, 60-degree days. And, through October.
Wasn't
Halloween,
it almost 70 on Halloween?
Yeah, it was almost 70 on Halloween. You know how frustrated I was? My parents used to make me put jackets on over my Halloween costumes as a kid. Like a Spider-Man with a jacket?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Puffy coat.
Yeah.
Puffy coat was required with your Halloween costume.
Yes. Like, what is that? 70 degrees? Are we serious?
I guess so. Hey, global warming ain't real. What? Did I say that?
The lakes are warm. Any cold air that goes over is going to promote lake effect snow. It's going to be a winter. Funnily enough, a couple weeks ago, I did a story for a sister station with the National Weather Service and AccuWeather.
We're going to get smacked around this year.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It might be later. It might be in like February, but we're going to get smacked.
Like I said, cryomancer. Lake.
Yes. Ice staff.
Lake. Yes. Give me an ice staff. I'll do it.
Let's get Elsa up in here. Freeze that lake. Both of them.
Yes.
Because it's come the other way, too, from down coming south.
Yep.
From Canada over Ontario and then coming mm-hmm. this way. Whatever way the jet stream feels.
Ice staff. I'll take it. I'll get this job done.
It's going to be interesting.
I should run that for like a mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
Kramer and an ice staff. Vote to freeze the lake.
Yeah. let's put freezers at the bottom of the lake. Let's and we'll thaw
we
it
gotta
out.
Do something. Mm-hmm. Ice bomb.
Well, if you're it's like 50.4 inches for the South Towns.
Good,
like, that's crazy.
Lord. Yeah. That's just like that's crippling.
Yeah.
That's rough. And I feel like if that's already like
if you're a skier, I mean you're kind of waiting for that.
But like if you're predicting like if there's predicting that's going on with this thing, like the predictions are there. Hopefully there's proper warnings in place coming next week. Also, yeah, of course, the weekend after Thanksgiving. So when people are going to be, you know, heading home.
Yeah, traveling.
Leaving here or coming back, like leaving here or arriving back here after visiting family. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be really helpful. It's not.
No.
That'll be tough.
Well, you don't want it to affect the Bills game.
You don't want it to affect everyday life. Screw the Bills game.
Well, yeah. Yeah, everyday everyday life.
And meanwhile,
is a lot
I just saw Evan get like those wide eyes because the last time I said screw the Bills game, that didn't really end well.
No?
No.
What happened?
I got mad at people.
Oh, no.
But essentially, though, screw the Bills game.
Right,
I want people to make sure they're okay.
That they're safe because we've had a couple blizzards now where people weren't okay. So that would be nice to not have that happen anymore.
People were mad that the game was rescheduled for the Steelers wild card.
And they killed him anyway.
And then I got mad at the people that got mad.
I mean, it's not, again, my favorite saying.
Evan's looking at me like, yeah, I remember that, you son of a.
Yeah. My favorite saying, our favorite saying, though, not that deep.
Yep. It's not that deep.
The snow was deep.
The snow
but it
deep.
Wasn't that deep.
Yeah, the snow will end up deep. That's
the game got played no matter what.
Yes.
It was for public safety.
People were sitting in snow benches.
Mm-hmm.
Snow bleachers.
I remember there was one, the Bills-Miami game 2 years ago, where the Bills wore the Color Rush ones right around Christmas time.
Yes.
I was there right in the 200s outside of the club, though, like on one of the end zones. It was probably 2 feet of snow on the benches.
Yes.
And we just had to like all clear them off.
People were like stacking snowballs up atop each other.
Yeah. That was the snowball throwing game where the refs were like threatening to penalize.
Hey,
the
cut
team.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't throw snowballs at players.
No.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Better than things that have been thrown at them historically, though.
Mm.
Not going to say that for our friends at the FCC, but. I'm not condoning throwing anything by
it. Just know that I'm judging you for even referring to it.
Yeah, I know. Disco dust was referred to a few weeks ago, too.
Oh
I like
God,
to toe the line.
Stop.
Like, come on.
No. Don't make me concerned. Don't do this to me. What did I ever do wrong? Don't answer that.
The whole lake effect snow thing, it's a way of life. It's going to happen around here.
It's going to happen. You're going to have to deal with it.
Got to prepare.
Make sure you take care of yourselves. Make sure you take care of each other in that sort of instance, too.
Yeah, if your neighbor's power goes out, invite him over.
Yeah. Have a time.
But I'm ready for a snow Bills game, though.
It's because of the aesthetic of the Steelers-Browns game?
It's the aesthetic of the Steelers-Browns game, but it's also just how, honestly, like a primetime game in the snow, like that, how beautiful it looks, no matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
With the lights, it makes it look like it's snowing 10 times harder than it is because you can see every flake with how bright those lights are. But I've always been one for winter football. I don't know about anyone else, but a winter football game.
Winter football is fine. I would just rather, you know, we not get it all at once.
Yeah. Spread it out. Spread the wealth. Like everybody eats. Everybody
eats. Every week you get
a little dusting.
You get some snow. Mm-hmm.
We don't get the dump.
You don't get, hey, do you like 30 inches of snow? No?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. That's forcing the ball to Stephon Diggs right there. Everybody's got to eat. Every week's got
to
have
That's forcing the ball to Terrell Owens.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You want some drought memories right there.
Yikes. I don't know. See, like, I don't know what it is. There was a whole topic 1 week of what was worse, the drought or 13 seconds. And a lot of people said 13 seconds, which I was surprised by. I think it was just recency bias. But I get it. That's bad. But guess what? Your team is phenomenal. That's the takeaway of that game.
Team's good.
Your team is good.
Your team's great.
The drought, your team was never good. For 18 years, your
you
team
were
was never
at
good.
Best.
Yes. At best.
Typically.
You were approaching 500 at best. But at your worst, you won 2 games. What about that is better than 13 seconds? Nothing.
Yeah. You're talking about 17 years versus one game.
Yes.
Which wouldn't have guaranteed you a win, get you to the Super Bowl anyway.
Right.
Nor does it guarantee you a win in the Super Bowl. It was a divisional round playoff game. And I do know that I have to check my privilege on that, because like the thing is that I that day Louis DiBiase had asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give Josh Allen Aaron Rodgers' career arc as a guarantee? And I said no. And it sparked a lot of debate because that meant, no, I'm not guaranteeing myself a Super Bowl win. But I also said it because I believe that this Bills team is destined for more.
Right.
But here we are. We're already into year 7 of Allen's career. He hasn't even gotten to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, Mahomes has done that to everyone. He has frustrated Burrow. He's only got one, and he's been riding the coattails of that, because nobody else has gotten there other than number 15 in red.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's able to ride the coattails of it, because one guy keeps hogging it all.
Yeah.
We got rid of Tom Brady, and the spiritual replacement
was already here.
And the spiritual
and
replacement.
And even beat him once. Well, yeah, but the Super Bowl between the two of them, he got killed. Mm-hmm. That Tom Brady and the Bucks annihilated them that year.
Yeah.
That was bad. That was a boring Super Bowl.
That was not a good one, though.
No. Super Bowl history is fun to look at every so often. Just like the score, how boring, how exciting the games were. Halftime shows, too.
Yeah.
There were, you know, the Black Eyed Peas drought, if you will, after they performed. It wasn't really good again for a long time. So I think Super Bowl I'm excited for. Who's performing this year? Kendrick Lamar, I think?
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
But that's winter football. We're there.
Yep.
If snow is coming for the Bills game next week, you're going to see the big fuzzy bro togas out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills jackets. I mean, I own one myself when I would frequently go to games before I started working them. Winter football is upon us, and I cannot be more excited, except how about not 50 inches on us? That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks, by the way. You made me look it up. Super Bowl history, the last 8 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them has not included Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And one of them included Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've had a monopoly over it.
Yeah. Can you like let us all share? Because the one time that like neither of them have a chance to win it, it's Burrow and Stafford. That's why he's able to ride the coattails of it, because
he's been there every year.
Kansas City has been there 4 out of 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fairly annoying.
Now that you're looking right at it. Yeah, it is annoying, isn't it?
And then the years prior, it's New England win, New England loss, New England win because that was 28-3.
That Super Bowl might have found me rooting for them a little bit.
Yeah.
To watch that comeback happen in the Super Bowl?
No. Not for them.
No?
No.
What year was that? Pre-Josh Allen, right?
Yes, it was 2017.
Yep.
No. God, no. I was hating every second of it.
I wanted the Falcons to win, but they started coming back, I was like, this would be kind of cool to see.
No, not cool at all.
No.
It actually stunk.
See, the thing is,
you're wrong, and that's okay. That's the beauty about having a platform, is I'm allowed to tell you that you are wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to be wrong.
Oh, I live by it.
Yeah.
I live by that decision to actively be like, oh my God, look, they're going to do this.
No, it's still wrong, and that's okay. I forgive you. You were just a kid. I forgive you.
I was. I was 14.
Yeah.
Just a football fan.
Yep.
Barely a Bills fan. They just made the playoffs that year.
They would eventually make the playoffs that year.
Yeah, the next year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was 13 then, so I was even younger. Yeah.
So no. Like, it's okay. You were just a kid. I forgive you.
7 years ago.
That's it. I'm going to protect you. We're going to go to break and wrap this up.
Okay. Why they're coming for me now for saying that?
No, I just don't want them to.
Okay.
We're going to keep the target off your back here on Sports Talk Saturday. Hey, thank you to everyone that called in, listened into the show here today.
It's been a bye week.
It's been a bye week, but it's been a good week. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of fun.
Yes.
I got a couple extra shows during the week, Zach Jones and myself. Really kind of capping
off.
Sorry,
I had to be your
things.
Capstone.
No, that's fine. This is supposed to be the every week thing. I'm back to normal.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're so back.
Mm-hmm. Except, oh, never mind. The snow.
I mean, that will also be back.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for the Bills to be back. It'll be a nice stress-free Sunday. It'll be fun to not have to worry about that. Just, you know, put the fantasy lineup in and go on autopilot for the day.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
It'll be a reminder of what the offseason feels like. It's nice for the first 3 weeks, and then you have to remember you have to keep talking about things that don't exist. So it's all hypothetical.
But
we live in a simulation.
We may live in a simulation, but the something that is real is Sabres take on the Sharks tonight, 8 o'clock. The Steve Foley Law pregame show will start at 7 o'clock here on WGR. You'll hear Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton, as they get you ready for Sabres and Sharks tonight.
Keep that win streak going.
Yeah, try to put another one together here. Mm-hmm. Take the West Coast swing.
That'd be great.
Go 3-1 overall on a road trip, 3-0 in Cali.
Take it.
That'd be amazing. That's actually like a very good thing that you can have do for yourselves, and also try to help separate yourself from that rest of the bunch in the Atlantic and the Eastern Conference. So that would actually be a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting. I'm gonna, you know, an earlier start time, easier to watch.
Yeah, it's easier to watch as well. I mean, I've slugged through the last two of them, and it's a.
By the time they're over, you're like, whew.
Yeah, you're like, okay, how am I going to go to sleep? And then I didn't really go to sleep.
Yeah, because the excitement after a game last night like that, where 2 goals in 50 seconds. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That an overtime winner, you get the 2 points.
It was also chances, quality chances. John Gibson stood on his head.
Yeah.
Again,
they did what they needed to do.
And we did what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everyone, like I said, for listening, calling in, tweeting in, everything.
Mm-hmm. Much appreciated.
For our producer, Evan DePasquale, for my co-host, Joe Calley, this is Derek Kramer, and this has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Like I said, Sabres Sharks, 8 o'clock tonight, the Steve Foley Law pregame show at 7. Then we're off for the weekend before a Buffalo Bills football Monday post-bye week. Here on WGR. Take care. Have a great weekend. Go Bills, go Sabres. And can Buffalo keep up the win streak? We'll have to find out tonight.